Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The White House Budget Office has requested more time to implement a law that bans companies from federal government work if they have dealings with Huawei. It has asked Congress for a 2-year postponement to the current July 2020 deadline in order to help companies comply with the provisions. Meanwhile, 3GPP, the international body responsible for setting 5G standards, has warned blacklisting Huawei could have a dramatic impact on future standardization, with analysts warning it could lead to a bifurcation in development of the next generation wireless technology. Last Thursday, an European ISP had a BGP routing error that was exploited for several hours by China Telecom. This meant internet traffic that was meant for the EU was instead routed through Chinese networks. It isn't clear if this was an intentional effort to spy on this traffic by the Chinese or just another human error. 2 hours is a long time for a routing leak of this magnitude to stay in circulation, degrading global communications, say the authors of this discovery. 3 is to launch 5G internet in August, bringing faster internet to cities across Britain. The service will first arrive in London before spreading out to 25 towns and cities across the UK by the end of the year. It comes after EE launched the first 5G network in the UK last week, and with Vodafone's service about to start at the beginning of July. 3 has suggested its network could give up to double the speed of those rivals. Microsoft on Sunday unveiled its next-generation Xbox console, known as Project Scarlet, which is set to hit store shelves during the 2020 holiday season. The device will be 4 times more powerful than the Xbox One X console and be powered by Advanced Micro Devices chip, the company said during its Xbox E3 conference in Los Angeles. The console will show up to 120 frames per second, or twice the average TV, and include a solid-state drive, Microsoft said, allowing games to load much faster than on its older mechanical hard drives. United Technologies and Raytheon on Sunday agreed to an all-share merger of equals that will create a $12 billion aerospace and defense powerhouse and challenge the industry's long-standing pecking order. The deal, which will create the second-largest defense contractor by revenue, is expected to close on the first half of 2020, after UTC completes spin-offs of its Otis Elevator and Carrier Building Systems businesses. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.